Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting topics in modern chemistry, instrumental methods. This is WJEC specification 0.9.1, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. Now, I know what you're thinking. Instrumental methods sounds a bit technical, maybe even intimidating, but here's the thing. This topic is actually about how chemistry has evolved from slow, manual tests to lightning-fast, super-accurate machines that can identify substances in seconds. Think CSI, forensic science, quality control, and food factories. This is real-world chemistry at its finest. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know to ace this topic. We'll explore why instrumental methods are so much better than traditional tests. We'll break down gas chromatography and mass spectrometry step by step, and I'll share the exact examiner tips that will help you pick up every single mark available. Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. First things first, what exactly are instrumental methods and why should you care? Well, instrumental methods are automated techniques that use sophisticated machines to analyze substances. The key word here is automated. These aren't manual chemical tests where you add a few drops of reagent and watch for a color change. These are high-tech instruments that do the work for you, and they do it brilliantly. The WJET specification wants you to understand three massive advantages of instrumental methods over traditional chemical tests. Let me spell them out clearly because this is a guaranteed exam question. Instrumental methods are, number one, rapid. They give results in minutes or even seconds. Number two, accurate. They provide precise, reliable data. And number three, sensitive. They can detect tiny amounts of substance, sometimes just a few molecules. If you're asked to state advantages in the exam, use these exact words: rapid, accurate, sensitive. Don't just say better or faster. Be specific, because that's what earns you marks. Now let's talk about the two instrumental techniques you absolutely must know: gas chromatography and mass spectrometry. These often work together, but let's tackle them one at a time. Gas chromatography, or GC for short, is a separation technique. Imagine you've got a mixture of different substances, maybe a sample of ink, or a blood sample, or even air from a crime scene. Gas chromatography separates that mixture into its individual components. Here's how it works. You inject your sample into the machine, and it's vaporized, turned into a gas. This gas is then carried through a long coiled column by an inert carrier gas, usually helium or nitrogen. The column is heated in an oven to keep everything as a gas. Now, here's the clever bit. Different substances travel through the column at different speeds. Some stick to the column material more than others, so they take longer to come out the other end. The time it takes for a substance to travel through the column and reach the detector is called the retention time. This is key vocabulary. Make sure you use the term retention time in your exam answers, not just time taken or how long it takes. Each substance has a unique retention time under specific conditions, so you can identify what's in your mixture by comparing retention times to known standards. The output from gas chromatography is called a chromatogram. It's a graph with time on the x-axis and detector response on the y-axis. Each peak on the chromatogram represents a different substance. So if you see three peaks, you've got three different components in your mixture. And here's another examiner favorite. The area under each peak tells you the relative amount of that substance. A bigger peak means more of that substance is present. Simple, right? But there's a catch, and this is a common exam trap. If you see just one peak on a chromatogram, can you conclude the substance is pure? The answer is, not necessarily. A single peak suggests there's only one component, but it doesn't guarantee purity without further testing. Maybe two substances just happen to have very similar retention times, or maybe there are impurities the detector can't pick up. Always be cautious in your conclusions. Now, let's move on to mass spectrometry. If gas chromatography separates substances, mass spectrometry identifies them by measuring their mass. Here's the process. Your sample is vaporized and then ionized. That means high-energy electrons bombard the molecules and knock off electrons, creating positive ions. These ions are then accelerated by an electric field and pass through a magnetic field. The magnetic field deflects the ions, and lighter ions are deflected more than heavier ones. Finally, the ions hit a detector, and the machine records how many ions of each mass arrive. The output is a mass spectrum, a graph with mass-to-charge ratio, written as M over Z on the x-axis, and relative abundance on the y-axis. You'll see lots of peaks at different M over Z values. These peaks are caused by fragmentation, when molecules break apart into smaller pieces during ionization. but the most important peak is the one furthest to the right with the highest M over Z value. This is called the molecular ion peak, written as M+. This peak represents the whole molecule before it breaks apart, and its M over Z value tells you the relative molecular mass of the compound. Here's a critical exam tip. Do not assume the tallest peak is the molecular ion peak. The tallest peak is called the base peak, and it's just the most common fragment. To find the molecular ion peak, always look for the peak with the highest M over Z value, the one furthest to the right on the spectrum. Examiners love to test this, so don't fall into the trap. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This topic is typically worth around 4 to 6 marks in a paper, and the questions are very predictable. You'll almost certainly be asked to interpret a chromatogram or a mass spectrum, so practice reading these graphs until you can do it in your sleep. When you're asked about advantages of instrumental methods, always give all 3: rapid, accurate, and sensitive. If the question is worth 3 marks, that's 1 mark for each advantage. Don't waste time explaining what rapid means, just state it clearly and move on. For gas chromatography questions, remember, the number of peaks equals the number of components. The retention time identifies the substance. The peak area tells you the relative amount. If you're asked to compare 2 chromatograms, look at the retention times and peak areas carefully. For mass spectrometry, always identify the molecular ion peak first. It's the one with the highest M over Z value. Use that to find the relative molecular mass. If you're asked about other peaks, those are fragments, and you might need to work out what pieces of the molecule they represent. A common mistake is confusing accuracy with precision. Accuracy means the result is close to the true value. Precision means repeated measurements give similar results. Instrumental methods are both accurate and precise, but if you're asked specifically about accuracy, don't talk about precision instead. Another mistake, using vague language. Don't say, the substance comes out of the machine. Say, the substance reaches the detector after passing through the column. Use proper scientific terminology and you'll pick up those quality of written communication marks. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Okay, time for a quickfire quiz to test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name the 3 advantages of instrumental methods over traditional chemical tests. Answer: rapid, accurate, and sensitive. Question 2. What is retention time in gas chromatography? Answer: the time taken for a substance to travel through the column and reach the detector. Question 3. What does the area under a peak in a gas chromatogram represent? Answer: the relative amount of that substance in the mixture. Question 4. What is the molecular ion peak in a mass spectrum? Answer: the peak with the highest M over Z value representing the whole molecule before fragmentation. Question 5. Why might a single peak on a chromatogram not guarantee purity? Answer: because 2 substances might have similar retention times or impurities might not be detected. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the core concepts. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Instrumental methods are all about using automated, high-tech machines to analyze substances quickly, accurately, and sensitively. Gas chromatography separates mixtures based on retention time, and the chromatogram shows you how many components are present and their relative amounts. Mass spectrometry identifies substances by measuring their mass, and the molecular ion peak tells you the relative molecular mass. Remember, use precise terminology. Always look for the peak with the highest M over Z value in mass spectrometry. And don't assume a single chromatogram peak means absolute purity. This topic is highly testable, so make sure you can interpret both chromatograms and mass spectra confidently. Practice with past papers and you'll be absolutely fine. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, chemistry is all around you, and instrumental methods are helping scientists make discoveries every single day. You've got this.